It's Dr. Dave coming to you from my car studio for episode number 58.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave here. Yoko and I are driving back down the New Jersey Turnpike. We just finished the New York City Marathon yesterday. Wow, what an experience it was. And I'll tell you something, we've got so much inspiration for you today. Actually, today we're going to be giving you 14 of our best kept secrets of life. Now, when we start talking, there might be a little more than 14. There might be a little bit less than 14, but all I have to tell you is we have 14 really cool secrets written down on our notepad here, and I really feel they're going to change your life, and it's for the better, for sure. Yoko, what's going on?
Hi, how are you, everybody, and you?
Yoko, congratulations on that incredible finish in the New York Marathon yesterday. You really rocked it. It was cold and windy, and we almost got blown off the Verrazano Narrows Bridge at the start, but we did it, we stuck with it, and we are finishers of the New York City Marathon 2014.
Yes, it was very, very cold and windy, but it was fun, and it seems like less spectators on the street, but still so many people were there, and then like I got banana from little girl, and then she gave me energy. So that kind of little stuff, like, you know, made me almost cry. It was so good. And congratulations to you, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Yoko. Well, we did it. We did it together, even though we didn't really finish together. Yeah, we'll tell you. Yoko finished a little before I did, but it doesn't matter. As I said many times, my time does not matter. Every single person that crosses that finish line is a winner. And by the way, we all get the same medal whether we cross first or last. So if you're listening to this and you think that one day you want to do a marathon or a half marathon or 10K, 5K, it doesn't matter really what it is. You know, I would not be as concerned about your time. I would be concerned about getting up there, planning to do it, signing up for the race, doing it, completing it, and feeling great about your accomplishment. But anyway, listen, real good, we've got about 14 incredible secrets that we're going to give you today. Some of these you may have heard before, but we're going to be changing them around, paraphrasing a little bit, because we feel these are some of the most important and critical secrets to life that Yoko and I do pretty much every day. Now, as you can tell, yeah, we're driving in our car studio. I've got the mic hooked up here. And if the sound is not absolute studio quality, I hope you'll bear with us, because we've got a lot of important things to say and we did not want to wait until we got back to the home studio. So I'll start off with number one. And number one is very simple, but it's extremely powerful. And number one is simply believe that you can make your life much better. You've got to decide that. Yeah, now's the time I want to start. I've messed around all these years. I haven't really been doing things right. I don't feel great about myself. I know there's some improvements, and now is the time to start. And once you do this, you will see your life will turn around for you. Now, I suggest coming up with some type of an affirmation or a mantra that you say every day or look at every day. It could be pretty simple. It could be basically something like, today is the day I'm going to change my life. I'm going to be stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier, and everything I do is calculated from now on. You know, you come up with your own, but it could be something as simple as that. But when you do this, and when you have goals in life, and everything that you do from, waking up, what you do when you wake up, what you put in your mouth, how you move around, what you say to people, how you react to certain things, everything is calculated. And when you do that, I'm telling you something, take my word for it, your life will change. Okay, so Yoko, yeah, if you want to comment on any of these, just feel free to jump in. I can just keep going, too.
Maybe it's related or not, but my birthday is March. And then in March, I feel very, very special feeling, even like, you know, from March 1st through March 31st. You know, my birthday is actually mid-March, but still, like, you know, oh, March, this is my, you know, month of the birthday month, and you know, just special, like every, if I feel special means like, you know, everything, like I see like, oh, today sunshine is so beautiful, or like, oh, look at that, you know, little flower over there, or, but, and okay, once March finished, can I celebrate my life again? Yes, of course we do, right? Because every day is beautiful, so if you change your mind, or like you said, like, okay, today is my special day. It's a special day. Every day, like, we have 365 special days. That's what I think.
And good point, because we all get the same amount of time every single day, whether we're rich, poor, homeless. It doesn't matter. That's the one thing that we can't change. Every one of us gets the same amount of time, 24 hours in a day, and it's what you do with those 24 hours that really, really counts. Let's go into the next one. The next one is all about eating. Now, Yoko and I have talked many times about what we put into our mouths, and you know, we're these days we've been vegan, we've been plant-based, whole foods for quite some time now. We do firmly believe that this is the ultimate. This is the healthiest way you can nourish yourself, but I will say this, if you have not gotten there, if you're eating animal products, we still love you, we still support you. We're just giving you how we feel. We're telling you what we think is working best for us and for many other people. Then it's up to you to decide. But I can tell you with 100% certainty that once we went to all plant-based, no animal products whatsoever in our diet, whole foods, that means no processed. We try to keep sugar, oil, and salt to an absolute minimum, if not to zero, because we do feel that is the absolute healthiest way. Now, I'm not going to go into tremendous detail on the show because we got a lot more to tell you, but if you want to know a little bit more about eating and nutrition, what we eat, I suggest you go back to prior episodes, and you will hear a lot about what we believe in eating. But food, the fuel that you put into your body, has a tremendous, I'm going to say that again, tremendous effect on your health and the way your body works, your cells and everything. A lot of the issues you may have as far as health goes, weight gain, whatever they may be, are most likely related to exactly what you're putting into your mouth.
Yes. The plant-based diet is great, but if you don't want to do it, that's fine, but I really suggest that, like, try to get the food from local, and that means, you know, it's fresh. If that, you know, vegetable came from somewhere else, means like, you know, it has to be looking good, means they put a lot of pesticides, and pesticides is not good for your body, right? And even meat, you know, try to support local farms, like they treat animals well. So if you eat the pesticides or like, you know, even the meat the animal ate, you know, bad food in factory farm or something, that's not good your body either. And then all the chemicals are like a growth hormone or like whatever, the bad things is in your liver. It stays there. And usually, you know, they are fine, maybe, but like if you get like maybe lower body temperature or like, you know, the bugs started to start, and then like you get sick or you get disease. So that's the cause of sickness. I mean, not everything, but like Dave said, what you eat is very important for you. So that, like, choose what you eat and then try as healthy as possible.
Let's get on to We're number three. Well, as I just explained, Yoko and I just completed the New York City Marathon. We love running. We love marathons. Marathons are never easy, no matter how many you do. But, you know, here's the thing. We do not suggest that you have to do a marathon to be in good shape. And we've talked about this before. If you're looking to get in the best shape of your life, start with something that is, we feel, is the absolute best exercise. And it's not necessarily running. It's getting out there and walking. When you walk as many days during the week as possible, if you could do it every day, walk them, our magic 4 miles. Now, if you can cover 4 miles a day, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to notice tremendous differences in your body as far as weight loss, strength, looking better, stress relief. The list goes on and on and on and on. But I'm telling you something. Get out there and walk. It is the absolute best exercise. If you can't get outside due to weather conditions in the winter, if you're living in a tough area, get a treadmill. But, you know, we can pretty much do, 365 days a year. If it's cold, you layer up. And embrace the cold. If it's windy, if it's snowing, get out there and do it. I'm telling you something. It's going to be the best thing you've done.
And I have been doing 2 minute Sonic Air exercise since we told to the listeners.
Why don't you explain what your 2 minute Sonic Air exercise is, Yoko? Because some people don't even know what a Sonic Air is.
The Sonic Air is an electric toothbrush, and that's exactly like 2 minutes. And I think the past episode, you know, the listener asked us, like, you know, I'm busy mom, what can I do for the exercise? So that, like, we answered, like, what about, like, when you are doing something, like, you know, combined with the exercise? So, you know, as I told you, so I started to do it. And then, like, I guess it's been a month or something. I definitely feel my hip muscle get tighter, so looks little, and my thigh got toned too, so it looks little, not skinny, but like looks much better. So like, okay, like, you know, 2 minutes exercise works.
What exactly are you doing during this 2 minute exercise? Can you just explain that very, very easily?
I do lunges first, like, you know, first, like, my right foot front and left foot back, and then, you know, lunges maybe 15, 16, 17 times. And then, like, definitely I feel like, like, you know, it's getting difficult. Then I put the legs opposite way and do maybe 15 to 17. And afterwards, I do squats and about 30 squats, and then 2 minutes is over.
Excellent. And I can definitely notice a difference in you, Yoko, since you started doing that. But the two minute Sonicare exercise is pretty cool. I still recommend getting out and walking. And of course, I don't think that that's all you need to do, but it's a start. And then when you start getting into the routine, you know, you pick up some weights, you do some crunches, you do some planks. There's a lot of things you can do at home without a gym or anything, which we've talked about. But again, start simply by getting out there and having a great walking routine. It's really going to help you incredibly. Next, let's get on to number four. Speaking about love and family, you know, these relationships, this is what life is all about. You know, you can't be somebody that is, all you do is eat well. All you do is go to the gym, or I don't even recommend the gym, but exercise at home, and you run and you walk and you do all this stuff, if you do not have love and or family in your life. So make sure your relationships with your, you know, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your family, make sure those are all in check and try to make those as good as you possibly can. Again, we're not going to go into tremendous detail on how to get that done, but I will say this, they're extremely important for well-being, for long life, for happiness. And if you don't have these loving relationships in your life, not only are you losing out with the human touch and the human experience, but it is hurting your life. There's no question about it for me.
But addition to family, like, you know, the pets, animals are family too.
Yeah, Yoko and I love our cats. We give them so much love every single day. They give us a lot of love back. And I swear, I think it's helping us slice our age in a really, really big way. No question about it. Next on the list, we love yoga, stretching, meditation. I grouped them all into one category, although they're very different things. But again, suffice it to say, since incorporating yoga, meditation, stretching exercises into our lives, they're just, you know, I don't know how to describe it other than I feel so much better and so much at peace with myself and so much more confident. I'll give you an example. Meditation. Every single day, I will, before I really get on with my day, it's part of my morning ritual, which we will probably talk about here a little bit. But I've talked to you before about the morning ritual. It's a time that I spend time doing Dave things in the morning before I get on with my work day, before I do anything else. And part of that is meditation. And I'll set my timer on my iPhone. I use an app called Insight Timer. I love it because it's not only a timer, it's social. It has all these little meditative type things in the app. So I love Insight Timer. I'll set it for the amount of time I want to meditate, which generally these days I will tell you, and don't ask me how I pick this number. It just works really well for me, but it's 21 minutes. Again, don't ask me how I came to 21. I do them in blocks of 6 minutes, but I added another three. That's the only thing I can tell you. But I set my clock for 21. I set my timer for 21 minutes. I sit down in a chair, or sit down on the floor, either way, and I close my eyes. I'm in a quiet room. I breathe in and out slowly, and I'm trying to clear all my thoughts from my head. As a thought comes in, I'll just try to get it out of there. I'm human, so there's no way, at least personally, I can't get rid of all my thoughts. But just by doing this, I'm telling you something, it sets the stage for a fantastic day every single day. You know, you hear a lot of people say, you know, I hate Mondays. We're at hump day. Thank God it's Friday. I can't wait till the weekend. Can't wait till my next vacation. Well, I'm telling you something. Chances are you're hearing this from people that are not meditating, because when you meditate, you just learn to love every single day, and there's no such thing as hump day anymore. What is hump day? You're wishing the day away? I don't get that. Every day is a great day. And if it's not, we need to reevaluate and see why not. But yoga, meditation, and stretching are just three great ways that you can incorporate, things that you can incorporate into your life to just make it that much better.
I think those three are related to being aware of your body. You know, yoga, stretch, meditation. You know, meditation, like, you know, you can think about what's going on in your life, or just clear your mind, and stretch, you know, kind of taking care of your body. Yoga, you know, of course, like, you know, you can get like a better posture, like a stronger core, you know, everything. So I think, in other words, those three are, you know, taking care of your body and then be aware of your body.
Okay, Yoga, let's get on to the next one. The next one is actually morning ritual, which I alluded to a little bit in the yoga, stretching, and meditation. Now, I've talked to you so many times about my morning ritual and what I do, how I get up at least a couple hours before I need to do anything that's like work-related. But Yoga, why don't you, if you don't mind, tell everybody's heard what I do every single morning. And if you haven't heard, I suggest you go back to, I've had many, many episodes on my morning ritual. Yoko, I'd like to hear what you do for your morning ritual, because it's pretty, it's very similar to mine, but I'd like to hear what you do every single morning once you get up.
Okay. Once I get up, before I get up, like, I'd like to cuddle with my cats that feel like a love, and they love me too. Then I love to take a bath, and I like to warm up my body and then sweat a lot. And while I'm taking a bath, I do meditate in the bathtub. I'm not like, I don't do like 21 minutes, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And then I stretch, or like whatever I can do in the bathtub, I do. Eat great breakfast. That's my morning ritual.
So whatever you choose to do during your morning ritual, make it yours. You don't have to copy off of ours, but make it a morning ritual so you're not getting up super late, rushing to take the shower, to go to the bathroom, to do whatever you have to do in the morning, to gulping down breakfast, filling yourself up on coffee because you know that's going to get you through the day. Make it a really, really healthy morning ritual where you get up early and you do the things in a peaceful way that you want to do them. And I'm telling you something, the morning ritual is, I swear to you, I mean, everything we're talking about now is a life changer. There's no question about it. But when you do this, you'll see pretty much almost right away, you'll just feel so much better about every single day. Now, next thing, number seven is something I did quite some time ago. I'll tell you pretty quickly. I have turned off all of we don't watch TV anymore. Yoko and I very rarely watch TV. And when we watch TV, it's something that's fun. It's something on maybe HGTV channel, looking at homes or something like that, as opposed to, we never, ever watch the news anymore. And I never look at the news on the internet. I never read a newspaper. Taking the news out of my life You know, some people would say that that's really being irresponsible. I'm uninformed. I don't know what's going on in the world. Well, maybe. I don't know. Is it irresponsible? I'm not really sure. I feel like I'm a pretty good and very responsible person. But how's it going to benefit me if I'm watching killings from the Middle East or crazy things happening in the U.S.? You know, I think there are a lot of bad things happening everywhere, which for some reason the news channels just like to talk about. Now, if the news were different and they were talking about all the good things that happen every day, then maybe I'd like to watch it. But the news channels thrive because I think most people thrive on bad news. And I choose to take that out of my life. And, you know, again, is it irresponsible? I don't know. If something bad enough happens, if something important enough happens, I'm going to hear about it one way or another. I'm going to hear about it through social media some way. But again, taking the news out of my life, taking junk TV out of my life has been, and I've never been much of a TV watcher at all, but taking all that stuff out of my life has changed drastically. Just to give you a little statistic, they say that people that watch 6 hours of TV, I believe that's per week, 6 hours of TV per week, might even be per day. I've got this statistic here, but it doesn't say how often. Let's assume 6 hours of TV. You will live, on average, 5 years less. 5 years less than someone who is not watching the TV. So whether that's 6 hours per day or 6 hours per week, I don't need it. I should really cancel my satellite subscription because I'm wasting money every month. I don't need it anymore. That's basically, and it's changed my life in a tremendous way. Let's get on to number 8. Number 8 is let go of the stress in your life. If there's anything stressing you, get rid of it. I'll give you some examples. Again, family, friends, work. Right now, Yoko and I are driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, coming back from the New York Marathon, back to Reisterstown, Maryland. Am I stressed? I'm feeling great. If somebody cuts me off in traffic, if somebody's tailing me, you know something? So be it. I don't care. Those things used to stress me out. I've gotten rid of the stress for whatever it may be, and if anything tries to stress my life, if anybody tries to do things that stress my life out, you know, I don't let them do it. I give the stress back to them. If somebody's angry over that I'm going too slow or that they need to get into my lane and for some reason they can't fit, whatever it may be, if somebody's angry at me for any reason whatsoever, I let them keep the anger. I'm not going to get it. And when you take the anger, when you take the stress out of your life, it's incredible. And I'm going to add like a little side topic to this. I didn't have it written down. But when you forgive people, no matter what somebody's done to you, if it's the worst possible thing you can think of in your life, which hopefully has not happened, but if you can just forgive people for crazy actions they've done in the past or something that crossed you the wrong way, I'm telling you something. When you forgive, again, things are going to change, and they're going to change so quickly because you're just going to have that added stress out of your life. You're going to be the one that's living the better life, the higher level. Let other people have the stress and forgive and just forget, please. Number 9 is all about money. Now, this is a show to help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. But I'm telling you something, out of money and financial worries comes a ton of stress. And when you have stress, it's my job to make sure the stress is gone from your life. Because when you have stress, it comes from anything. It's going to affect your life. It's going to give you disease. It's going to give you all kind of health issues. And unfortunately, a lot of people are stressed out about financial type reasons. Now, I hope you're not. But if you are, I'll give you a few little hints here. Please, and I say please, live below your means. That means whatever amount of money you're making, don't spend all of it or don't spend more than you make and put the rest on credit cards and take out loans. Spend less than you make and put the rest away, invest it, save it. I'm telling you something, when you do just this, you'll see a tremendous difference. And if you're in debt, if you've got credit card debt, if you have student loan debt, if you owe other people money for any reason whatsoever, try your best in a systematic way to get rid of the debt. Pay it off as fast as you can, because when you have no debt, you owe nobody any money, you can then put your head on your pillow at night knowing for sure that if something, God forbid, something happens to your life, something happens in the world, and you don't have anybody to pay. You don't owe anybody any money. They're not going to be able to come take your house from you. They're not going to be able to take any possessions. They're not going to be able to sue you. They're not going to be able to get a judgment against you because you don't owe anybody anything. And when you have that feeling, it relieves a ton of stress from your system. And so I'm here to just tell you again, just not to just keep saying the same thing over and over, but when you're financially responsible, when you don't feel obligated to keep up with the Joneses or get other people gifts that from money that you don't have, your life will change. That's all I have to say about it. Be financially responsible. You'll see a tremendous difference. Number 10, sleep. We need sleep. We need between 7 and 9 hours a night, depending on who you are, depending on your body makeup, depending if you're male or female. But I'll just say I love to get 8 hours of sleep, and I can do it every night. You know how I do it? I do it because I'm not up watching the late shows at night. I'm not up watching movies all night. I'm not up surfing online all night. I do what I have to do during the day. I've got to-do lists. I'm very, very goal-oriented. And when I get things done, Yoko and I enjoy a nice dinner together. We hang out in the house with our cats if we're in town. And you know something? We get to sleep kind of early. Lay in bed and read a little bit. But we won't be watching TV until the late hours. And when you get a lot of sleep, again, you're going to be seeing a lot of these health issues and, God forbid, diseases kind of go away because sleep is just something. It's kind of almost like a lost art. These days, too many of us are getting very little sleep. We're sleep deprived. We wake up to a Starbucks, and that's just not the way we're meant to live. So I hope you're listening and just get a lot of sleep and be comfortable and just love sleep. Love your life.
As I am a massage therapist, some of my clients, they have a lot of tension around neck and upper back or something. And then, you know, usually massage works, but you know, some clients comes every week, but still the upper body neck area was so tight. And I asked them, like, do you sleep well? And they said, no, actually, like, I'm thinking about this, like, you know, they told us some like issues that they had. So I guess maybe, you know, they didn't have anybody to talk about, I don't know. But like once, you know, they talk to me, and the following week they say, oh, I slept very good this week, and then, you know, shoulder was much softer, and it's all related. Okay, if you have stress, like you cannot sleep, and your body get tight and achy, and you feel worse. So if you have some problem, like talk to people, talk to your friend, talk to your family, and be honest with you, and then like you feel much better. So then you can sleep well too. That's very, very important.
Yoko, I'm going to give you a little example. You know, you probably remember, Yoko, like years ago, I used to have a decent amount of back pain and maybe even neck pain sometimes and shoulder pain. I would get these just horrible, I don't know what it was, but sometimes for like several days, my lower back would be killing me. And even before I knew you, Yoko, I had a lot of lower back issues. And ever since we started on living our life on purpose and doing things right and eating right and exercising right and having positive attitudes and meditation and yoga and sleeping right and stretching, ever since we've been doing all these things, I cannot remember the last time I had a back problem. It's not coincidental. This stuff really, really works. And you know, you've got to be determined to do it. It's a lifestyle. It's not just I'm going to go on a diet. It's not just I'm going to exercise for a month. It's not that I'm going to have a New Year's resolution but I'm not going to keep it for more than a month. It's truly a lifestyle. And when you decide to change your life and do these things that we're teaching, I'm telling you something. A lot of these issues, whether they're physical, a lot of physical issues, Yoko, as you know, also come from things that are stressed in your life as far as money goes, having bad feelings and hatred towards people. They manifest themselves in kind of physical signs and symptoms. And when you get this bad stuff out of your life, I'm telling you something. I'm telling you firsthand, you will feel so much better. And these issues, whatever yours may be, I'm not sure sure. Look, I think we all have little issues or large issues somewhere along the line. So whatever yours may be at this time, I'm telling you something. There's a really, really good chance they're going to just vanish. They're going to disappear. But you've got to start living your life on purpose and really calculate everything you put in your mouth, calculate your exercise. And when I say calculate, I don't mean count calories. I don't mean have a GPS watch on and you track every mile. But I mean calculate, meaning you're knowing what you're doing and things aren't just haphazard. That's really what I mean by that. Next is kind of a simple one. We'll just do it real quickly. Just make sure you're current on your medical and dental examinations and checkups, your annual exams. You know, Yoko and I make it a point. We go and, you know, look, I am a dentist by profession. As you know, I don't practice dentistry anymore, but I have a lot of friends that are dentists and I make sure I get my teeth cleaned once every 3 months and everything's checked in my mouth. You know, also if you have some things going on in your body as far as diseases go, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, things like that, a lot of times they can be detected in your mouth before anywhere else, including cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and of course oral cancer screening, and your dentist can do a lot of things to check your health. So make sure you go to your dentist and your physician. Yoko and I go get a complete, and I mean complete, physical once a year. We have all of our blood work done, we get checked out from head to toe. And there's no guarantee that when you have a medical exam, you're going to live longer. But again, I think it just increases the chances something can be caught at an early stage, if God forbid, if you have something wrong. But we'd like to be checked once a year. Next, number 12, this is a big one. And Yoko, I think this is a big one for you too. We have learned to be very selective regarding the people that we hang out with. Look, these days, I'll tell you, I like to hang around only very positive people. If there's anybody that's, I feel like, negative energy around, or they're trying to get negativity into my life or hate or anything like that, I just don't hang around them. I don't need to be hanging around people like that. Everybody, look, life is short. I can't be friends with every single person in the world. You know, I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad that you and I are friends, because if you're listening to me now, we're close, we're tight. I'm glad you're listening and hopefully taking a lot of my suggestions. But let's face it, let's get rid of the negative people out of our lives, because it's going to make a tremendous difference. There's just no question about it. Here's a real quick one, number 13. It's kind of a QC one, but again, I've never been one to hang around bars or drink alcohol. These days I can't say I drink zero alcohol, but very, very little. Occasionally Yoko and I will go to a healthy restaurant. If it's an Asian restaurant, drink a little bit of sake. But I don't think there, in my mind, there's nothing really good about alcohol. But if you want to have a very little bit every once in a while, I think it's, you know, I'll give you the pass on that. But for those of you that hang around bars and happy hours, you know, I just don't do that. That's just not part of my life. And I think when you get these things out of your life, again, you'll be able to replace them with things that are just so much better and healthier and more positive and inspirational. I don't think there's anything really healthy or happy about a bar. And if you've got to go to a bar for happy hour, why can't you be happy every day? Why can't you be happy every hour? And it does not take going to a happy hour at a bar to be happy, in my opinion. They're usually loud. Luckily, there's no smoking in bars anymore, at least where we live here. But I think it's not a healthy environment. I choose to remove myself from any type of environment that I don't think is ideal. And in my mind, there's nothing healthy about a bar. If they serve food, generally it's going to be unhealthy, fried food. It's definitely not plant-based. And again, I just don't need it. I don't need that kind of stuff in my life. Let's get on to number 14. Number 14, it's the last one. And these are by no means in any special order, but I do want to put this last because it means something different to you. It means something different to maybe somebody else that's listening. It means something different to me and to Yoko. But number 14 is prayer. And, you know, does prayer work? I believe it does. I'm not going to tell you how to pray, because praying can take on many ways and many dimensions, and depending on what religion you are, if you have any religion at all. And you do not have to be a religious person or even identify yourself with any particular religion to pray. So again, I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Everybody does it in their own way, but I believe there is some type of power out there, whatever it may be in the universe. And prayer is a good thing. And one thing I can tell you for sure is that it would never hurt. I don't think anybody's ever been hurt by any type of prayer. So that's how I'm going to leave you. Yoko, you might have a comment about that. I'm not sure if you do, but I think it's extremely powerful.
Yes. And the addition to prayer, like if you are praying for example, like, okay, I have exam and then I want to pass, like, you know, I'm praying for the great spirit or whatever, like, please let me pass the test or something. And then once you pass the test, like, don't forget to thank the power. You know, it's people tend to oh, please do. Then after they got it, they don't thank. So that's not good. That's not, like, you know, good cycle. So if you ask something and you got it, you should thank. So that's the good cycle. And then, like, you know, good energy is going around. So add thank you to something in your prayer.
I love it, Yoko. That is powerful stuff, and it makes a lot of sense. And Yoko, I love doing these lists. Sometimes just when you have a list of things you want to say, you get them out better. I just think they're good. And I just want to say that Yoko and I, again, we're not perfect. I don't think there's any human being out there that's perfect, but I do believe we've learned and we've figured out a way to live our absolute best lives possible. We truly are happy every single day. I mean, look, we're human beings, and all human beings have traumatic things that happen to them, and weird family and friend stuff and things at work. We all do. But again, I just want to say that I think we try to make every day a great day, because, you know, once that day is gone, you'll never, ever be able to get it back. And just enjoy every minute, every second, every hour of every day, and do the right things. Move your body. Put the right things into your body. And when you follow these things that Yoko and I are teaching, I'm telling you, they're not magical, and we didn't make them up. But I will tell you one thing. They absolutely work with 100% confidence. I can tell you they will work. They work for us. They work for thousands and thousands of our other listeners. They will work for you for sure. So I just hope you make it your best day ever, because every day should be our best day ever. I'm enjoying it. I mean, look, I'm on the road. A lot of people would say, like, driving back on the New Jersey Turnpike is hell. It's not fun. Yoko and I, let me tell you something. We're having a great time. The sun's out. It's a clear day. There are other cars on the road, but not too many. And you know something? We're having fun. We'll probably stop off and use the restroom at some point at a rest area. Maybe get something to drink. I don't know. I mean, we only drink really water, and I don't think they're going to have, like, people making really healthy smoothies or really great juices. So we'll probably just drink some water. But again, I'm enjoying every second of this. I love it. I try to enjoy every second of everything I do. So I'll just close with that. Yoko, I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but it's episodes like this where we can just help you with like concrete information, things that we're doing every single day to make our lives better, to be healthier. And I know they will work for you. So just thanks so much for listening. I really do appreciate you. If it weren't for you, like I said before, and I really mean this, we would not be doing this podcast, because we're doing it for you, and our goal is to help everybody out there slice their age, be stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. We do it one day at a time, and just we keep the life going. Thanks so much for being with me.
I wish you the best day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.